at Sea Trade with the Commissioner of Tourism, Joseph Boschute. Joseph, a pleasure to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Thank you for having us here again. It's always awesome to be back in Miami Beach for Sea Trade. I guess when we see you outside, we know it's really happening again. So thank you for...
And it's nice that it's in Miami versus Fort Lauderdale. Nothing wrong with Fort Lauderdale, but the buzz here is off the charts.
It is, and it's always refreshing to be in a place where there's so much energy. When I came in on Sunday morning and I was driving from Miami to the beach,
right,
and I saw, like, it was, must have been like 8 or 9 cruise ships, nope, all lined up, all the brands that come to the U.S. Virgin Islands were there. So, and I suspect 1 or 2 of them will end up in the U.S. VI this week. So it's always great to see that.
The island is on fire and the tourist arrivals are just off the charts. What are the top activities that tourists enjoy the most when visiting the U.S. Virgin Islands?
First and foremost, we have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, but great amenities when you go to the beach. So it's not just beautiful sand and sea, which we have fortunately in abundance, but it's also the ability to have the kind of experience you want. So if you're looking to have an experience where there's food and there's restroom facilities, we have that. If you're looking for a purist approach where it's just you and a few others on a secluded beach, we have that. Of course, if you come to St. Thomas, St. Thomas continues to be a high retail center for cruise travelers. So we have very, very strong retail across the board. And lastly, I always say, even though it's not an activity, but it represents great activities, we have wonderful people that are invited and will allow you to feel that you're at home away from home.
What makes the U.S. Virgin Islands one of the most desirable islands compared to the others in your region?
Well, for us, is we're U.S. territory.
Sure.
So the daily necessities that you have in Miami, for example, you all have in St. Thomas, St. Croix, or St. John. So your ATM cards work, your cell phone works. If you happen to get ill, your health cards work.
Right.
If you're U.S. travelers. And of course, for us, not as much in the cruise sector, but if you do choose to come back, no passport necessary if you're a U.S. citizen. So those are the ones that we feature the most as we represent America's paradise in the Caribbean.
What sustainable tourism practices have been implemented in the U.S. Virgin Islands?
A couple of major ones that I'd like to highlight. One is we are very strong in the environmental friendly sunscreens.
Okay.
So there is a law in place that says, you know, if you have the non-toxins, that is the law. And the second one is plastics. So we years ago, we outlawed plastic bags and utensils because many times, unfortunately, they end up in the sea, which hampers the sea life and the coral.
Tell me how the U.S. Virgin Islands Tourist Department collaborates with the local businesses and communities to promote tourism and the economic development.
Right. So at the U.S. Virgin Islands Tourism Department, we are the macro arm of tourism. However, we are only as strong as our private sector businesses,
right,
Nonprofit businesses.
What marketing strategies are being used to attract a diverse group of tourists to the island?
Well, one is we have changed our marketing platform. So we're very heavy in digital, like we see much of your
attention.
That's key.
Right.
I think the other thing that we focus heavily on is analytics to not just use a shotgun approach to reach people,
sure,
but we want to be very targeted in who we reach. So, for example, if we target a group of 20-somethings that live in New Jersey,
sure,
when we target them, we want to target people that have an affinity to the Caribbean, affinity to travel, in this case, cruise, and lastly, have some kind of affinity to the U.S. Virgin Islands. That's who we want to send our ads to, and not the person that is from somewhere in the upper Northwest, have never thought about coming to the Caribbean. So we might reach them, but our likelihood of being successful in actually getting them to book to come to the VI is less than the person we know has an affiliation to her. So we're very targeted in our approach.
How does the U.S. Virgin Island Tourism Department support local artisan and cultural activities?
Well, what we try to do is make sure, first and foremost, that their products are seen.
Sure.
So we got to make sure that they get the products out. So we have a couple establishments on our main street, which is our biggest retail center,
right,
that focus just on local right, products.
Right.
And then, of course, they intermingle amongst the jewelry and liquor and
right,
other pieces that people come to the U.S. Virgin Islands to buy. But secondly, we want to make sure that we continue to support our local artists,
right,
because, you know, many of them have the passion, but they don't necessarily have the business acumen to get their products out to people.
Sure.
So we try to support them. We actually have a program going right now with our agency that's specific around how you as a local business person can improve your profile on Google, for example, for pictures, what you need to do keywords so that when somebody searches, I want local products in the USVI, all of a sudden you meet some of the keywords and then you come up. So we've been having this outreach actually with our private sector local businesses for 4 years now. And what we see is a continual improvement in their ability, one, to get seen, two, to be more profitable, and three, of course, it enhances our overall product as a territory.
Joe, in closing, what future developments or products can visitors look forward to experiencing in the Virgin Islands?
Well, we continue to aggressively hone our tourism offerings. We're one of the destinations globally that tourism product represents indirect and direct 70% of our GDP. So sure. If we don't hum, then we got a lot of people that are not going to live as good a life in terms of quality of life. So we have continued to do hotel development. We just had one of our flagship properties, the Frenchman's Reef, come back online late last year. It was down from hurricanes in 2017. We continue to work strong in our marine industry, not cruise per se, but the other marines, the charter boats, the yachts. We're doing very, very well. And now we have the number one yacht facility in the world in St. Thomas in Yacht Haven Grand. And lastly, we continue to push to make sure that products continue to be sustainable, because if we don't have sustainable products, then we don't have what people love to come and see. So you want to be able to walk in the water and put your head in the water and actually see your five fingers clear day. And that's what we continue to strive to have.
Joe, what a pleasure, and continued success with the U.S. Virgin Islands. Thank you.